The following program is brought to you by Tower Keepers. Support your local CSN station.
CSN International presents To Every Man an Answer, the live apologetics program that equips you to give a reason for the hope that lies within you.
If you have a Bible question or a question on the Christian faith, you can call us at 1-888-827-5276. Again, that's 1-888-ASK-CSN.
Let's get things started. Here's today's host, Mike Kessler.
Hi, and welcome to Thursday's edition of To Every Man an Answer, as we get together every weekday afternoon at this time, answering questions about the Bible from the Bible, looking at current events, and also what we hear in church on Sunday. Is it even in the Bible at all? If you got a question you'd like to ask us, we'll do our very best to get to it today. That number to call again, 8888-ASK-CSN. It's toll free, and you can be part of the program today by simply calling that number. Joining me today, special guest, featured CSN speaker, comes on Saturday mornings here on the CSN Radio Network, Daryl Skinner from Calvary Chapel, Pearl Harbor, Honolulu, Hawaii. Hi and welcome. He's going to be with us in just a second. And so as soon as we get that going, lots of things going on. Of course, we have the American news media saying Joe Biden president-elect. And of course, the American news media is lying to you. I watched CBS now last night lying to the American public. It is true. The Joe Biden is not the president-elect. Everyone, you need to understand that. That is up to the Electoral College that will finally make that announcement. Now, he may appear to be, but there's a lot of problems. And of course, they're downplaying the whole fraud voter scandals that are going on. But friends, they are real. They're so real that I believe it's going to change the outcome of the election. And this is one of the great problems that we have. As such as an example, in Pennsylvania, the people who made this idea, this law that they could count the votes a week after and the postmarks didn't even have to be on the ballots, all illegal. They did not have the right to change the law. And this is one of the great problems that they're going to get. Only the legislature can do that. The governor can't do that. And so there's all kinds of legal issues for the fix that was in for Joe Biden. Also, remember, President Trump said America will never be a communist nation. Yet you have Bernie Sanders in a top three position right now, announced by CBS News last night of his cabinet picks. Bernie Sanders is a hardcore communist socialist. No question about it. So we're going to have a real problem when you lay your hand on the Bible and swear in that you're going to uphold the laws of the United States of America, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, when you hate the Bill of Rights. America's going to be faced, I believe, personally, with a showdown. And this showdown is going to be something that I don't believe America has seen since the Civil War. Because you see, what they're doing is they're overthrowing our government by staying within our government and by cheating. And this is a real problem that we have to understand. And so I just want to encourage everyone, it ain't over yet. The American news media is lying to the American public when they say President-elect Joe Biden. He's not the president-elect. That will be determined by the Electoral College. And anybody that's calling this kind of stuff is simply trying to do something. Well, why doesn't Trump just be a big boy and walk away? No, he shouldn't, because there was mass cheating going on. And again, when the governor of Pennsylvania, Democrat, changes the laws a couple of weeks before the election, and he legally couldn't do that. Well, here's the problem that we're going to find out, that it's going to probably be heard by the Supreme Court. They're going to look at what the laws are on the book for the state of Pennsylvania, and they're going to rule in Trump's favor. There's no other way around it, because they broke the law. So we have a problem here. Also, the ballots in heavy Trump territory with felt markers that soak through the ballot, thereby putting extra marks on the backside of the ballot when you flipped it over. Well, That piece of paper has to be deemed null and void. This is the junk that's gone on. It's not going to work. There's at least seven aspects in which Donald Trump, he only needs one. There's at least seven that he has and his arsenal to correct the cheating and the fraud that's gone on. This is why Joe Biden can stay in his bunker, his basement, have eight people show up at his rallies and win an election. Doesn't make any sense, does it? Well, of course it doesn't. The fix was in. Well, I believe as you're going to see this go along, this is not going to happen. One of the things that CBS did say last night, that Trump was reappointing different people in the Pentagon. Well, why would he do that when he always has two more months to be the president? I don't believe Trump plans on leaving, and I don't believe he should. And I believe when the Electoral College cannot really declare Joe Biden to be the president-elect, I think you're going to have Antifa and BLM and Hoot and Dooey and all the other crazies out there in the streets protesting and breaking America down. Trump will call martial law. And, the Civil War begins. Yep, it's pretty sobering. General Boykin, 4-star general, Shannon Skolten interviewed him a few weeks ago. Ask him about a civil war in America. He said, we are already in the Civil War. Now, friends, I know we're pretty bold in saying these things. And I wouldn't say these things unless I really believed there was something to it. But I personally believe we really are. I do really believe, as I look at the facts concerning Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, the fraud that has gone on, no good sitting president can sit back and say, oh, I'll just accept the outcome of the fraud. No, you don't do that. Our whole country is dependent upon this. And so I really believe that we are on the verge of all these different things going on. We need to be, again, as I've always shared, wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Daryl, are you with us? We still don't have Daryl with us. So anyhow, a couple other bits of information. Fox News business said that the ammunition sales are $1 billion in arrear, and it will take them over a year to meet the orders. They said that Joe Biden has been the best gun salesman in the history of America, beating Barack Obama with 2 million guns sold in the month of October alone. So, wow, we're into some pretty crazy stuff here in the days that we're in. And so I just want to encourage you once again, be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. And with that, we're going to go to David in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hi and welcome. Okay, we don't have David on the line.
Hey, pastors, how you doing? You there?
Hi, David. Yes. How can we help?
Hey, pastors. Hey, shalom from Las Vegas. I appreciate everything that you guys are doing for the Christian community. And, you know, after your last statement, I don't even know if my question matters anymore. But here's the situation. I'm a former U.S. Marine drill instructor recovering from spinal fusion in my back.
Wow.
And I'm not working. And I owe $5,000 on my car. It needs $2,500 in repair, and it's dead as a doornail. It's a dead horse. So, maybe my loan company will give me 30 days, you know, to make a payment. But then what? Then I'm paying on a dead horse. What do I do?
Well, you know, I really can't. I don't claim to be a financial advisor or anything like that. I think there's a couple of questions that probably you would have to ask yourself. Number one, how much other personal debt do you have? Would it be advantageous to file bankruptcy? Now, I never really recommend for Christians to file bankruptcy because I think we ought to own up to what we buy up. But yet at the same time, I understand, especially when the government has basically closed our nation down And of course, you being in Nevada, Sisolak has really gotten quite frothy mouthed concerning basically the business at large is in Nevada. Watching him last night on television, he plans on basically shutting your whole state down, it sounds like now. So I don't really know if there's going to be much of a way around it, David, for you not to file bankruptcy, because if you don't have a job, you're out of work, your car doesn't run, if you're in arrears on other issues, I don't really know what else you're going to be able to do. But I do know one thing. I know we can pray about it, and Jehovah Jireh, and that's one of the names in the Old Testament God is known by, to be our provider. I know he will be. And so we'll pray about that, okay? Shall we pray right now?
Yes, amen. I receive it. Thank you.
Father, we just come to you in Jesus' name, and we just lift up David to you, and we just ask you that your Holy Spirit would provide all of his needs according to his riches and glory. Lord, perhaps there's another diagnosis on his car that would say that it's not as bad as they say it is. But Lord, we just ask you for wisdom for David, and we just want you to do the very best for him and all those as well that are listening that has the same issue. And so we just want to give this issue to you. Do the very best for David in Jesus' name. Amen. David, my prayers are with you.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Take care. Shalom, man.
Shalom. God bless you. Do we have David with us? We have David with us. Daryl, are you with us?
It's okay. That's my middle name. Yes, I'm with you.
That's
you
good. Good. Daryl David, I'm glad you're with us.
Yes, I am. We had some, we're fighting a good fight with technology right now.
Yes, so, we are.
But we've overcome somewhat, no Zoom, but we have the voice. So, I've always been told I had a face for radio, so I'm good to go.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad, Daryl, you do. And I hope you can stay on with us to answer some questions. Again, you know, we're our nation's in turmoil. We have Shannon in the studio. Why don't you come join us, Shannon? And I want to ask you some more questions about General Boykin, because, again, these things that we find going on here are pretty, pretty scary. And when you realize that Donald Trump says we'll never be a communist nation, yet we are less than 2 months away, if Biden, in fact, does take the presidency, that we will be transformed into one. His number three position, a cabinet person, is Bernie Sanders, hardcore socialist, the very thing that John Kennedy, Democrat, very thing that Harry Truman fought in South Korea. You have Bernie Sanders parading himself at the very thing the Democratic Party tried to defeat. Now we have communists running wide open, being appointed in government positions. America really shouldn't stand for this. I don't know, you know, Daryl, Shannon, to overthrow your government without firing a shot. This has been Russia's dream from the beginning. So, Daryl, your thoughts?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Mike. And as we look to our country, they've got to get to the bottom of the skullduggery of this vote counting. And one thing that's good for us, we do have a president in there right now, President Trump, who's willing to fight to the bitter end. And we as Americans, we just can't let go and just say, oh, well, another election. No, this election has great, great and grave consequences ahead for our nation. And we as Christians, we as conservatives, we that believe in the Constitution of these United States of America, we have to continue to be vigilant, and we have to fight the good fight in regards to finding out the truth in regards to this election. And no one should be elected president until we get the accurate, legitimate, legal vote counts in. And this may be a long battle, but it's worth it for our nation, because as you just said, we are going to have a socialist takeover of so many departments of our government. I just read they want to take down the wall that Trump's been building because of environmental reasons. You've got to be kidding me. But this is the way it's going to go, and we've got to be strong, and hopefully, prayerfully, everyone praying and also doing, we can see this election brought to the truth, transparency, and hopefully fruition for President Trump for the next 4 years. Mike, I'll let you go to Shannon.
Yeah, Shannon, any last thoughts on this? Because I know the internet literally is just lit up with all kinds of stuff. Voter fraud is provable now. It's not a myth or it's just a Trump pipe dream. No, it's real, friends. It's absolute. The American news media is trying to downplay it because they're part of the corruption. But we know it is real, and they have enough. We had with us on Tuesday, Brad Duckes from the American Justice Institute, and he said, absolutely, the fraud is real, and they're passing these laws 2 weeks before the election in Pennsylvania is illegal. So all kinds of crazy stuff. Your thoughts?
I think there's a lot of election fraud. I think we all know that. I think that things are going to get a little more volatile. I think it's been proven that we don't only have election fraud in some states, but in almost all of these major swing states. We're faced with a couple options. We're faced with Trump contesting the election and continuing to fight what he knows is right. That puts us into December 18th. And if the decision's not made by the Supreme Court of the United States, then Nancy Pelosi has to sit in office until it is, which is a very scary possibility. And you have a lot of conjecture from the right, thinking that that's the right thing to do. A lot of like Newsmax and the Daily Wire with Ben Shapiro and all these other people really believe that that's what needs to happen. He needs to just go ahead and contest it. But there's other ramifications to that. So I think ultimately we don't know what's going to happen. I can't honestly say I have any opinion either way if he's going to sit in office or if he's not. I could tell you this, though, Mike and Daryl, if he doesn't get in, he can rerun in 2024. I know there's been a lot of question about what's going to happen then. Well, he has an option to rerun at that point. Maybe he'll be much more, he was already well-received with 72 million votes, but maybe it'll be much more fluid for him at that point when everyone gets a taste of what it will be under Harris's rule, because it won't be Biden for long in 2020 to 2024.
The problem is with that, though, is according to Brad Duckes with the Pacific Justice Institute, he said that by then the elections, the voting machines, everything will be so corrupted that we'll probably never get another honest vote in ever again. We see this right now in California. We had people day before yesterday call in and say that in his one residence, he got 8 ballots. At one residence. So you'll never get another honest voting system ever again. And this is one of the great problems. Even in Venezuela, where Chavez runs and 90% of the country is against him, he always wins. It's an election miracle. No, it's called absolute corruption. Just what we're all facing right now in America. And if we don't get this fixed, we're going to find the same problem again, I believe, in every election from here on out.
Well, you're right about that, because we don't know. We assume that everything will continue as normal and the way that our Democratic Republic is supposed to operate, but it probably won't.
Well, look,
if we lose this 4 years, we might lose it all indefinitely.
Yeah, well, look at this. Look at the scam of this last voting thing. We've always known, because the voting machines were fairly simple. You couldn't really tamper with them. You couldn't do all the stuff that we find going on. Now look at it. It's insane what's going on. And here with all of our technology and computers, and we can't determine who the president is, even today. Well, that ought to tell you how corrupt it is. The reason why it's been corrupted is because they want it corrupted. They don't want every person to vote. See, the thing is, in California, you don't even have to show your ID to vote. You just go to stand at a polling booth and here's your ballot. And that person could have already voted several times at home with the free mail-in ballots. So it's absolutely insane. We're not going to get another chance at this. I believe Trump is America's last shot as a free nation. Other than that, move over Venezuela and Communist China and Russia, because here we come. You know the American flag with the 50 stars up in the one corner? Gone. Little hammer and sickle will now replace that. So scary stuff. So hope that answers that question for you. You know, and what's the attitude, Daryl, in Hawaii right now?
Well, we have a lot of folks that voted for Trump this time around as compared to last election. The voices are louder than ever for Trump. in Hawaii, although we're very much dominated by the Democratic machine out here. And yet, you know, there's a, if you will, a remnant out here fighting the good fight. And we all recognize that, you know, they've got to take this back to the legislatures in Pennsylvania. The legislative body needs to vote on this. It's a corrupted process over there in PA and in Pennsylvania, as well as in Michigan. And these legislatures have to step up to the plate and stop what these governors and mayors have done in corrupting the election. And then, as others have said, if that's not going to fix our problem, we have to get the Senate, make sure we get the Senate in Georgia, the election in Georgia. That the Senate can stop so many things that these Democrats want to do as socialists. Even in this election, you know, if it goes back to the states, you get two representatives from each state to vote on this in regards to this election and the Electoral College. And I think right now it's 28-22 Republican-run states compared to Democratic-run states. So if it runs the full gamut of having to go to a vote like that. But we will have chaos in the streets. We're going to have riots in the streets. But, hey, I guess we're already used to that because they've been playing the every card you can think of from the beginning, whether it be race card, xenophobe card, and on it goes, right? So, yeah. But that's part of the communist thing is to create chaos. Their ideas are to create chaos and then bring in authoritarianism and dictatorship to bring peace to the land. And, of course, the good and the innocent people who don't loot and rob and burn stores and everything else are the ones that get punished. And this seems to be the way our nation has been going. It seems like the perpetrators, the criminals, have been getting off easy, and those that are the victims, they just pay for the crime 2, 3, 4 times over. But this is why America needs to stand up, and I think this is why we see almost, 72-73 million people voting for Trump legitimately. And yet you got Biden with, 77 million? Something is really corrupted here, and they got to get to the bottom of this with these Dominion voting machines and the programming. And I just heard a program today. They said that they can go in there with a chip and within 7 minutes put this chip in as the votes have been tabulated, and it will retabulate like 3-1 for Biden compared to Trump, as it would then spit out the results of all the tabulations. It only takes 7 minutes, and for some reason everything gets shut down there on election night, and we don't hear a word till morning, and now all of a sudden Biden is getting all these votes. There's something extremely, extremely fishy and wrong about this.
They know it's rotten. Everybody knows it's rotten. Yeah. And again, they had to change the machines. They have to let the illegals vote. They have to let people who've been dead for 20 years vote because, you know, I don't know. America is under attack. Now, yeah, we don't have planes flying over dropping bombs on the city. Well, maybe we do. They're Democrat. Is Portland burning? Is Philadelphia burning? I don't know. But here's the problem. When you look and see what these guys are going to do to your nation, and they're going to collect your guns. Biden's already said that. So, you know, we got some real issues in the days ahead. And of course, if you're going to defund the police, who's going to patrol a country? We'll get the United Nations Chinese police to come in and patrol the streets. See, they don't care about American citizens. So you've been invaded by a foreign army armed. Beautiful to overthrow America. They've been trying to do this ever since the Revolutionary War. I think they got their way. Well, let's go back to the phones. We have Eric on the line in California. Hi, and welcome.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Shannon. Hi, Darryl.
Hi.
Yeah. Since I believe in the pre-tribulation rapture, for those who teach there is no rapture, are they trying to add, subtract, or rewrite the Bible to suit their own beliefs? Could this teaching lead to apostasy or the falling away in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2? Because I wonder if those who teach there is no rapture are moving away from biblical sound doctrine.
Absolutely. Here's why. If you don't believe that there is a tribulation period, if you don't believe there's a rapture where God takes his church out, then the group of people generally, replacement theology people, that the church has replaced the nation of Israel, and we're just going to usher in Jesus Christ coming, they're going to be ushering in the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. And so that's a real serious problem, maybe. Daryl, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, exactly. When we look at the scriptures, the Lord has spoken to the church of Philadelphia that keeps the word of God, will not deny his name. He says to that church, I'll keep you from the hour of trial that will come upon the whole world. And then right after that, in Revelation chapter 3, you have the church of Laodicea, which is the lukewarm church, the church that has fallen for the ways of the world, the culture of the world, the belief that the world is going to solve all of its issues and problems, and we're going to save the planet and everything else. And no, God is in control of all things, and that's the lukewarm church. And Jesus says, this church makes me sick. I will vomit them out of my mouth. So it's important for the church to wake up to the scriptures, to study the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. Yes, the book of Revelation needs to be studied and taught and proclaimed. And God's going to deal with his people, Israel, once again, those 7 years of tribulation. And then the church before that will be gone, will be taken up. Because this is how we comfort one another with these words. God is not going to put the bride of Christ through his wrath. That would be the Father's wrath against the bride of Christ. It makes no sense. No, he's bringing the bride home to be there for his son, of which we'll go to the marriage supper of the Lamb, and we'll be rejoicing in the Lord, not trying to survive a great tribulation period, Mike.
Amen. So I really believe that we need to, again, go back, teach the entirety of God's word. Paul says to encourage one another in Thessalonians with these words concerning the rapture. If it doesn't exist, how could you encourage one another with those words? That's why Jesus said, watch and be ready. You don't know what hour your Lord's going to come. So somebody says there is no rapture. Well, they're rebuking Jesus. And one thing I've learned about being a Christian for 50 years or more, you don't do that. And so these people that do that, stand back, find some place that teaches the entirety of God's word. Coming up on a break, everyone, don't go away. We'll have more to Every Man an Answer right after this. We'll be right back.
CSN is like a part of the family. We can sit with you in your living room, cook with you in your kitchen, and travel with you in your car, offering encouragement and hope all along the way. Please let us know when you have comments or prayer requests. We'd love to hear from you. You can contact CSN at csnradio.com or call us at 800-357-4226.
You have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy, Psalm 61:3. CSN International has hundreds of stations across the nation, and each one requires a tower to broadcast from. We choose to use these towers to spread the word of God, the gospel, salvation through Jesus Christ. CSN needs your help. That's why we started Tower Keepers. It's a donation program from CSN offering you a chance to support your local station and keep it on the air. A monthly donation of whatever you can give allows CSN to continue to be the network where God's word is heard. You can join Tower Keepers. Give us a call at 1-800-357-4226 or send your donation to CSN Tower Keepers, P.O. Box 391, Twin Falls, Idaho, 83303. For more information, you can log online to csnradio.com.
CSN International, the Christian satellite network, is broadcast on nearly 400 stations across the nation, including over 20 stations in Washington alone. You can listen in Assotin, Enumclaw, Mount Vernon, Moses Lake, Port Angeles, and many more stations throughout Washington and the nation. For the station nearest you, log on to csnradio.com. CSN International, where God's word is heard.
A lifeline for those searching. This is CSN.
We want to welcome you back to part two of To Every Man an Answer here on this Thursday afternoon with Daryl Skinner. I'm your host, Mike Kessler. Shannon was a little bit earlier, but she has hence gone on to do other things. But we would just once again want to I just encourage you to give us a call. 8888 ASK CSN is the number to call. We're going to go right back to the phones. We have on the line Julia, Illinois. Hi and welcome.
Hi. Hi, Mike. And hi, Daryl. How y'all doing today? First of all, I thank y'all so much for this program. Oh, my goodness. I love it. I learned so much stuff. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can, Julia. How can we help, Daryl?
Oh, good. Good. Look, you know, I've been had a problem with this, doing this election, not only this one, but the last one. And it just bothered me because of this, how my pastor and my church members just think, would say things about Trump and how they, you know, how, I mean, it just bothered me the way they think. And it's a apostolic church. And it's like they don't never talk about the things that Biden and Harris stood for. It's just always talk about racism or, you know, how, you know, justice and bringing up those people, the ones who've been killed in these big, you know, for been causing riots, you know.
Yeah.
And it really bothers me. It's only like me and my daughter out of the whole church. They really, it's about 60 people belong there. And it bothered me because I was like, Lord, I don't understand how you can vote that way. And I mentioned abortion one time, and he said, yeah, we all know about abortion, but this health care. And I said to myself, how you going to put that before what they doing to these? It just did something to me because I just don't, I know I ain't no pastor and I don't know the Bible through and through, but I know that God don't like that. And it just bothered me. You know, for me to be in a church that think that, you know, I mean, you understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, I just don't understand it.
I know, Julia. I don't understand it either. I don't know how any church could support Biden and especially Kamala Harris, who voted in favor if a baby was to survive the abortion, laying there on a stainless table, breathing on its own, according to the Constitution, under full constitutional rights, let it die. That's Kamala Harris, friends. That's what America, so to speak, voted for. Of course, I don't believe America really did vote for that. I think the fraud voted for that, but not the real America. But that's the problem, Julia, that we see. And I again, what voice does these babies, some 60 plus million of them, have if we don't speak out? Now, Daryl, you have a crisis pregnancy crisis center there at your church there in Honolulu, Pearl Harbor. Tell us about it. Tell us what the impact was concerning this. And, you know, if Kamala Harris's absolutely demonic belief system is instituted in our land, what's that going to look like?
Well, you know what? We're in for another great fight is what it's going to look like. We've had some decisions by the Supreme Court in favor of the pro-life centers, and those will have to remain. But with if they got the Senate, the control of the Senate, then we're going to have a tremendous trouble as they have the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and everything's going to be pushed to the Supreme Court. They are anti-pro-life. They are, pro-abortion. They want to filter tons and millions upon millions upon millions of dollars into Planned Parenthood. They want to shut down some 3,000 centers that we have right now across the nation. And they're going to do everything they can. It's kind of like taking away your guns, okay? They're going to try to take away our pro-life centers across this land. They worship Moloch. They don't know who Moloch is, but that's what they do. They worship the god of death and sacrifice of babies. And so, we need to pray for them all. And in any church that is not understanding this and is not grasping the depths of the sin of this sacrificing of babies within a nation, as God had spoken in the Old Testament, I don't know. I wonder if they're filled with the spirit of truth, to be honest with you. I hate to judge that way, but you know what? As I said earlier, there is this Church of Laodicea that's with us. They will follow the culture and the world instead of the Word of God and the heart of God, which is most vital. Jesus said, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. He is the life giver. God gives us life. And babies are precious in the sight of the Lord. They're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
And not one should be killed. So, Julia, I would probably recommend, if you can, you go to another church, find one that's Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, and life-giving, and move on, because you know what, they're making a wrong decision. And pray for them. You know, we don't cast anyone off. We're always praying for them. They'd come to the saving knowledge of the truth through the Word of God. But I would recommend you head to another church. Mike?
Yeah, if you look at what the Democratic Party stands for, read Romans chapter 1. Romans 1 tells you how out in left field these people really are. Romans 1. All you have to do is read it. Take you less than probably a minute and a half to read Romans chapter 1. And as soon as you read that, you see everything that these guys are standing for that God will judge a nation over. So it's very clear. Julia, if they can't interpret the Word of God any better than that, I wouldn't really want to listen too much of what they had to say concerning the rest of their rest of the Bible. Because if you don't get life and the value of life in the very first fundamental statement of a church, and you're voting for pro-abortion candidates, I'd run as fast as I can, because you don't get it. In the words of King David, he goes, "You knew me when you knit me together in my mother's womb." You know, that's not the Democratic platform. It's murder that baby in the mother's womb. It's pretty scary stuff when we really come down to it. Julia, I hope that helps, dear.
Yes, it does. And thank y'all so much. That's what was on my heart to do anyway. I just thank y'all so much for everything, too. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you might, you know, you might, like Daryl says, you might let them know why you're leaving. You might say, you know, babies have no voice but ours. Right. Yeah, if you're going to have health insurance or not health insurance, yeah, we can all argue about that. But when it comes to a baby's life, some 60 million dead because of this political party, can hell burn hot enough is all I can share. So, no, Julia, I would tell them, I'd just say, I can't go to church here because you support pro-abortion candidates, and life is the essence, the beginning of every fundamental freedom that we have. And if you deny the right to a baby who survives an abortion, laying there, living on its own, Kamala Harris voted, kill it. How in God's name can you even breathe a word of support for people like this? I don't know. And so, Julia, God may use you in a way, sweetheart, you never dreamed of. Because standing up for the unborn, I believe that is something that is close and extremely dear to God's heart. Yes. We remember what God did to Herod. When he heard that Jesus was born, he had all the children murdered, two and under. But Joseph, being warned in a dream, took the little baby Jesus to Egypt until Herod was dead. He was eaten by worms. Something to think about. Julia, stay on the line. I want to send you out a couple of books, a couple of DVDs to encourage you as you encourage others, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Julia, if you need us at any time, you just call us, and we're here for you, all right?
God bless you. I know you are, because I listen to you every day. Thank you.
Well, God bless you, Julia. Let us know how we may help. Let's go to Al, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hello. I had a question about Abraham. Abraham was going to have a child by way of God implanting a seed into his wife, because his wife couldn't have children. And so they waited year after year after year. And then they decided, well, she said, I guess Hagar was the Egyptian girl that they had. Uh-huh. And he had sex with her. And they had sons. And I was looking at in John, where Jesus was, you know, arguing with the Pharisees, and where they say, we're not of fornication, we're of Abraham's seed. And Jesus says, yeah, I know you're of Abraham's seed, but you don't do the deeds that your father has done. But since God promised Abraham a son that would be magnificent, was Jesus supposed to be by way of Abraham and not by way of Joseph? And because of his disobedience, he had to take one of his sons that were born by that, I guess you can call concubine or whoever, slave, and say, in order to appease your disobedience and be in my good graces still, take your son up there and sacrifice him to show your allegiance to me, you know. And then that's when the sacrifice was produced, after he showed that he would be obedient to God at that time.
Daryl, your thoughts?
Well, let me give some hopefully some clarification here. You know, when God spoke to Abraham that he was going to have the promised seed, and that was going to be with him and Sarah, they assumed, as most of us do, we assume right away. And, of course, that didn't take place. His patience ran out, and they began to think that, well, maybe there's another way. Let's have you go into Hagar, you know, because obviously Sarah had conceded that she's not going to conceive. And yet it was a great mistake. They didn't believe in the promises of God. And, of course, God was giving this time frame to unfold because they're both going to be of the age where it would be impossible for them to bear children, which points towards the miraculous virgin birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. But then God speaks to them and says, you know what, it's time. You're going to have this child, Sarah. And, of course, she laughs. And he says, because of your laughter, the child will be named Isaac, which means laughter. And, of course, all of a sudden that night, I'm assuming, or so, Abraham and Sarah come together, and she becomes pregnant, and then Isaac is born. And this is, we see this as a miraculous work of God in the life of Abraham and Sarah, which is going to point towards the miraculous conception within the Virgin Mary that will take place by the Holy Spirit. And then, of course, when you have Abraham and his son Isaac going to Mount Moriah, God spoke to Abraham, and now Isaac's about 30 years old, speaks to him and says, I want you to take your son, your only son, and sacrifice him there at Mount Moriah. Well, when he speaks to Abraham, Abraham thinks immediately, my son is dead because I have to follow what God has spoken. And it's a 3 days journey to Mount Moriah. He puts him on the rock there. He's ready to sacrifice him. God stops him and brings out a ram out of the thicket. And that's speaking of the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus would go to the cross and die on that cross, and he'd rise 3 days later, just as for the Jewish Messiah, Abraham took his son, the father of faith, and took him to Mount Moriah, and 3 days later, he's on the altar. He's already dead in Abraham's mind, and now he comes off the altar alive. Another preview of the, not only we had the birth, but now the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ for his wonderful Jewish people. And this is what God had planned. And for us Gentiles, we now see this as we're born again of the Holy Spirit. So that's a concise version of the history and the previews through Abraham and Isaac and Sarah, and also the virgin birth and the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mike, I'll hand it back to you.
Yeah. Now, does that answer it for you, Al?
Yeah, I was wondering because John was also born around that time, right? John the Baptist.
Was born before Jesus,
Yeah.
Yeah, in order for Jesus to have that, I thought that, you know, I thought that John was set there for Jesus in order to have the true baptism, and that Abraham was disobedient and had more than one son, but apparently he didn't. But I thought that because of his disobedience, that's why God said, hey, take your son up there. And since you want to jump the gun here and do your own thing, I'm going to have you prove yourself worthy to me.
Al, I think it was a picture type of Christ. That here you have Abram and his only son, because Hagar and her son Ishmael had went off and they went towards the land of Egypt. It was not... And I think this is important because it says here, so Sarah said to Abram, this is Genesis 16:2, said to Abram, see now the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. Please go into my maid. Perhaps I shall obtain a child by her. And Abraham heeded the voice of Sarah. It does not say he heeded the voice of God. Now, again, this is a problem because that's not what God said was going to happen. Now, when we understand a couple of things, though, in spite of all the failures of everyone in the Old Testament, there's only a couple that didn't have these issues. But when you really realize the issues that are with these people, who God used, it's really amazing to me what a merciful God we have. I had people say to me, well, why was God such a God of love and mercy in the New Testament and a God of wrath and fire and brimstone in the Old? No, if you read the Old Testament, you'll see God was a God of mercy. Why he didn't kill all the sons of Jacob is amazing to me, except for Joseph. But see, the thing is, God's mercy is greater than the things they've done wrong. So it's an example for us. So we understand that, hey, they failed. God still used them. We will fail in our service to God, but God will still use us. But they're picture types. So God spoke to Abraham and said, offer up your son, your only son. John 3:16, for God the Father sent his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, have everlasting life. Jesus Christ was offered up on the cross for our sins. You see, Jesus said, not my will, Father, but yours be done. And we remember Abraham. He knew this is what he had to do, and God stopped him and offered a ram in his Isaac's place. So these are examples, picture type. Remember, Jesus said this. He said, search the scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life, but they are which testify of me. And so when you study the Old Testament, we're going through the book of Genesis right now, and it is amazing on almost every page how many picture types of Christ there are. Such as an example, we remember Joseph's brothers hated him. Coat of many color. He was his father's favorite son. We remember Jesus Christ, God's only son. The brothers did not like Joseph. The nation of Israel did not like Jesus. You see, they were expecting a guy to come along in a white stallion and break the Roman Empire off the Jewish's back, the Jewish people back. But Jesus came to set people's hearts free first. That's why he went into the temple first, because he realized the nation of Israel's problems was a spiritual problem. And until that's fixed, it doesn't matter what government you got. And so that's why he went into the temple first, overturned the tables of the money changers. We know the rest of the story. But what's interesting, they put Joseph in a hole in the ground. Jesus Christ, reckoned to be dead, was placed in a tomb. They took him out of the tomb, out of the pit, probably a cistern is what the Bible seems to indicate that it was, that his brothers put Joseph into, and sold him for 30 or 20 pieces of silver. Jesus was sold for 30 pieces of silver. So you see these parallels all the way through. So I believe what we see there on Mount Moriah, which is Calvary, by the way, probably the very same hill where Jesus was offered up for our sins, we find this a picture type of Christ. I hope that helps.
The only reason why I said that is because Abraham's seed was in the temple, the Pharisees, and Jesus was having a hard time with them.
Sure.
And that's why I thought that because of the disobedience that And the lineage of the Pharisees, the way they treated Jesus, and you know, because he says, "I'm the Son of Man." He says, "What?" You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesus claimed to be God. He claimed to be God in John 8:58. Before Abraham was, I am. The Hebrew is or Greek is egoimene. It's improper Hebrew. It's improper Greek. It's improper English. You'd say before Abraham was, I was. But he says before Abraham was, I am. And you find this in the burning bush that Moses spoke to when he says, who shall I say sent me to Pharaoh? And God spoke out of the burning bush to Moses. Tell him the I am sent you. Jesus claims to be the I am in John 8:58. And here's what's important and what the cults hate. John 8:59. And it says they picked up stones to stone him because he was claiming to be God. That was a capital offense. That required you to die for claiming to be God. That's why they picked up the stones to stone him. So absolutely, Jesus was claiming to be God there in John 8:58. And so again, these are picture types. They were our examples. The book of Jude tells us they were our examples. We can learn from them. And if nothing else, not to do what they did. But we can learn from them. I'll say a line. We'll send you out a couple of books, a couple of DVDs I think you'll really enjoy. With that, we'll go to Roger in Clarksville, Arkansas. Hi, welcome.
Yeah, Pastor Mike, it's wonderful to be on your program. I called in late Tuesday and we ran out of time. I was hoping to get Brad from the Pacific Justice Group.
Yes.
To share a phone number. There was a phone number the White House investigators have publicized. I don't have the number, but for voters that seen irregularities and witnessed them, to call this number to share.
Yeah, that's really important. In fact, for those that cheated, they've offered amnesty, and I suggested to Brad Duckas of Pacific Justice Institute, they ought to also offer a reward. I think a lot of people would come forward for a reward if it's provable what they saw and what was done, because everybody knows this is fraud. I mean, except the American news media that's trying to tamp out the fire because they're already overstepping their bounds. Again, nobody in the American news media, when an election is like this, has a right to say President-elect Biden. He is not the president-elect. CBS lied to the American public when they said that. That is determined by the Electoral College, not by any news outlet. And so when they pump this stuff into people's minds, they go, oh, yeah, he's the president. No, he is not the president yet. And we have to all understand that. So all the rejoicing of the Bidenettes all dancing in the street. No, not yet. Sorry. Hey, and when you have the goofy American news media saying this kind of junk, this is where the problems come in, because now it's going to seem that if it's reversed, oh, well, Trump changed it. No, it was never and should never have been declared in the first place. This is why the American news media is so out of control and lying to the American public every single day. They had no right to declare these states one way or another when they were this close, when none of the votes were completely counted. And they're still not in some of the states. So these are the problems. Plus, now they're going to have to go through and dismiss all the fraudulent ones. Pennsylvania, I believe, is going to end up before the Supreme Court, and their goofy law they made 2 weeks before the election is going to get thrown out. And so there's going to be a lot of problems with Philadelphia in the days in Pennsylvania in the days to come, because they did not follow their own laws on their own books. And that's why I believe the Supreme Court's going to throw it out, which is going to cause the whole election to go crazy, which is going to cause all the Antifa groups to start breaking windows out, which I believe Trump will probably call a martial law. Then he cannot be removed as president. And then we can get in and find out really how corrupt. And if we can have more people come forward with the irregularities that they saw in the voting process, the better chance that we have to correct this cheating that has obviously gone on. And I believe it's much more widespread than anybody dreams. Again, we can prove it in California. We had two different callers on Tuesday call in and say, yeah, at my residence, we got eight mail-in ballots. There was only three people in the home. You do that enough, you'll never, ever get another honest vote in the history of America. The fix is in. Joseph Stalin. Yeah, the other Joe. We have Joe Biden and we have Joe Stalin. Joe Stalin says it doesn't matter who votes and who counts the votes. You see, he's implying cheating is the way to go. And they are, and they have, and it is America provable. This is not a myth. No matter what the corrupt American news media tells you, it is fact. And this is the problem that they don't want to let America know. And I think this is real serious, Roger, what we're seeing right now. And again, if anybody knows that, you don't know how to get a hold of these. We have some inroads into through Brad Duckus, Pacific Justice Institute, and that group of lawyers, as well as Jay Sekulo. If anybody doesn't know how to get a hold of the of someone concerning what you saw in the voting fraud, please let us know, and we will do our very best to get this information to Attorney General Barr and the powers that be, because I believe this is so critical in what we're seeing. People not even having to show their ID when they vote. You could vote 4, 5, 10, 15 times. This is what they did. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy. And, you know, when we come back, Daryl, I want your thoughts on this, because I don't know, was it widespread there? We are coming up on that break, everyone. We don't want anyone to go away. We want to also remind you, stop by Facebook to Every Man an Answer. We put a lot of things up there for your education. We'll be right back.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 855-91-BIBLE. That's 855-91-BIBLE. 855-91-BIBLE.
Hi, friends. Pastor Chapin from Calvary Chapel University with really, really great news for you. Calvary Chapel University is now fully accredited. That's right, fully accredited through TRACS, a national accrediting agency. If you're interested in completing or starting your 100% online college degree, go to calvarychapeluniversity.com and apply today. Calvary Chapel University is not only online, but it's sound doctrinally and 100% based on the Word of God. Go to calvarychapeluniversity.com to get your fully accredited college degree. One other blessing. If you apply between now and the end of December, you will get a 50% off tuition scholarship. That's half off your entire college degree for your entire college degree. Go to CalvaryChapelUniversity.com, apply today, and Pamela and Donna will be happy to help you. Oh, one other thing. Pastor Skip Heitzig is now a faculty member, and he's teaching actively at Calvary Chapel University. Go to CalvaryChapelUniversity.com and apply today.
This is the Christian Satellite Network, broadcasting on almost 400 stations throughout the U.S., including multiple stations in Arizona alone. You can listen in great Arizona cities like Bullhead City, Phoenix, Yuma, Prescott, Cottonwood, and many more stations throughout Arizona and across the nation. A full station list is at csnradio.com. CSN International, where God's Word is heard.
This is KAWZ Twin Falls, the Christian Satellite Network.
Welcome you back to part three of To Every Man an Answer here on this Thursday afternoon with Daryl Skinner from Calvary Chapel, Pearl Harbor, Honolulu, Hawaii. And Daryl, your thoughts on this? How was the voting there? Was it legitimate? Was it crazy?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. Everything is so controlled by the Democratic Party because this state has been voting Democrat for, I could say, eons.
They're paying the price for it right now.
Yeah, exactly. Believe it or not, we're the second highest taxed state out of the 50 states. The only one ahead of us is New York. And this is this little state of 1,450,000 people. And they have the highest taxes of, second to the highest of any state because it's run by Democrats and it's anti-business and it's tragic. But you know what? The unions control everything and they're lockstep with the Democratic Party. And so they just keep voting the same thing over and over again, even though everybody on these islands pays a high price. But I was looking, Mike, and at the ACLJ site, if you just type in voter fraud election, they have a whole list of voter fraud election hotlines for each state.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So if you're in Arizona, you call a hotline. So if you are witness to voter fraud of any kind, find your state that you're in. Go to ACLJ. You'll find the phone number. You call in, and they'll take your information, and hopefully we'll see some remedies to our problem. Mike?
Amen. Thank you very much, Daryl, for putting that up. Again, you go to – give that website again real quick.
It's the ACLJ website. That's Jay Sekulow's website, ACLJ. And it's their voter fraud hotline page. Just type that in, and you'll have phone numbers for each state right there.
All right. Good to know. Let's go to Joey, Reno, Nevada. Hi, welcome.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate everything that you guys do. I've been listening for the last couple of days. I know you had Brad on recently.
Yes.
And one of the things I haven't heard discussed about the election is the 12th Amendment. And the 12th Amendment, it covers how the election process works as far as the electors will get together. They'll give their ballots to the Senate, and then it'll be decided. Well, if a majority is not decided, then the House of Representatives will vote. And the way it reads, just taking out a part of the 12th Amendment, I apologize, I'm not an expert in it, but I just felt like this isn't being covered, you know, in our fake media, and I really haven't heard it anywhere else broadcast. But it just says, in such a number be a majority of the whole number of the electors appointed. If no person has the majority, then skipping down a couple of lines, it says the House of Representatives shall choose immediately by ballot the president, but in choosing the president, the votes shall be taken by states, the representation from each state having one vote. Now, it's my understanding that while the Democrats have the majority of spots in the House, when it comes to this one vote per state, the Republicans have the majority when it comes to that. What I believe we're witnessing right now is absolutely an attempted coup on behalf of the media and the Democrats. Mm-hmm. And as Christians, there's two big things that are on my heart, and I pray that this is the Holy Spirit. Well, one is the nation of Israel. President Trump has been the greatest president of the greatest nation who's been the greatest to Israel of any other nation.
Yes, he has.
We have Israel. And then, of course, our nation. I agree with everybody. We're very blessed. We have an awesome nation. But this is twofold. Trump getting back into office. So if the majority, with all the voter fraud, everything that you guys have talked about, with all of the lies that the media is trying to tell the people to set us up so that when Trump is reelected, so that then they can riot again and the media, the fake media, can justify it. I want everybody to have hope and pray that if the election isn't figured out for the majority, that the 12th Amendment will be honored in our House of Representatives. Because if that is the case, President Trump, who has not conceded the election because he knows it's fake, he has not conceded the election, So that means that the House of Representatives in December should decide this, if I understand the 12th Amendment correctly.
Yeah, and they said that Trump's got at least 7 major points to not have to concede the election. And again, because of proven voter fraud. So there's a lot of problems here. And again, when the American news media says Vice President or President-elect Joe Biden, they're lying, flat out lying to the American people, because they do not first have the right to say that. Second of all, that is determined by the Electoral College, or maybe the 12th Amendment and the House of Representatives, one vote, one state. That may be the way it's going to go. But for them to say that he's the he's the president-elect, fraud again and again from our crypt American news media. And then, oh, I watched CBS. I was like, what? Insanity reigns supreme. Oh, and the White House staff is just so upset. There's at least 4 staffers in the White House that don't know what to do. And, it just makes you sick. That is not news, America. That is your Axis powers reporting and distorting what they think is true. And so don't buy their chili. They are corrupt. And again, they can't report a story straight if they have to. So again, when you hear from the American news media, President-elect Joe Biden, it's completely a lie. It is not true. Now, again, you keep saying a lie long enough, maybe people believe it. I think that's what they're trying to do. Joey, I hope that helps.
No, I appreciate it, Mike, and I appreciate you, Daryl, and I want to leave everybody. Isaiah 6:1-6, God is on the throne no matter what. I love you guys. Appreciate your work for the Lord.
Well, God bless you, and to God be the glory. Stay in line. Send you out a couple of books, a couple of DVDs for calling in. Let's go to Morgan, Lancaster, California. I welcome.
Hi, I got a question for Shannon.
Yeah, she's not with us. She had to go do a few other things. She just sat in a little bit in the first part of it because of the her interviewing with General Boykin, and I thought that it would be good. But Shannon will be back with us tomorrow, so if you want to call tomorrow as well, you're welcome to do that. But how can we help?
Well, since the election's going, we don't know who won, to be honest with you. What do you think about people who are on SSI? How do we? Because I live on SSI.
Uh huh.
And so,
I think it's going to continue. I don't believe that whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. I think that SSI. You're going to continue to receive the help that you need. Your thoughts, Daryl?
No, I think so too. I think the Social Security, well, for a while anyway, is going to be fine. That Social Security insurance, and I think she's going to be fine. I don't see them either party removing that from people unless the whole mess collapses into a big heap. So, but I think she's probably safe at this time.
So, Morgan, I don't think I'd be too worried about it. Okay, dear?
Okay.
And you stay in line. I'll send you out a couple of books, a couple of DVDs to encourage you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Blessings, dear. Let's go to Eric, California. Hi, welcome.
Well, Paul, looks like we had some technical difficulties earlier.
Hi, how may we help?
Yes, very good.
Well, since I did vote for Trump in the 2016-2020 in California, we've been dealing with a lot of voter fraud, because even though there are a lot of people here in California that voted for Trump, but it just seems like our votes are not being counted. It seems like Hawaii, Oregon, other states are dealing with the same thing.
Yeah, no, I know. It's really tragic because, to stop to think as big as California is, which represents literally, what's California's population?
Oh, boy.
40, 50 million? Something like that?
Yeah.
And because there's a few more Democrats than Republicans, the 20 million Californians that vote doesn't mean a thing. That's pretty rotten.
At 40 million.
Yeah, 40 million. Uh-huh.
Yep.
And going down. But the thing is, it's really sad that at least 40% of the state's population doesn't count. And that's pretty sad, really, when you stop to think about it. And you got to be fair to the smaller states like Utah, Idaho, Montana, mm-hmm. Wyoming, Alaska, Hawaii. You got to be fair to them, too. And that's why we have the Electoral College. But I do believe it wouldn't be a bad idea, as Nebraska does, to break up these electoral votes according to who wins the most. In other words, if you get 10 electoral votes and 40% vote for the other party, well, then four of those candidates should go and be with the other side. But to say that out of 40 million people in California, you know, what is that? 15 million people don't count. Well, this is the Democratic dream. So this is where you run into a lot of problems, and probably I believe our whole electoral system needs to be overhauled again with all the technology we have. One ID, one vote. Period. I don't care how much the Democrats scream and howl. That's the way it needs to be, because we know you cheated. And this is the problem. And it's only in Democratic states. Isn't that weird that you have all this faldy-rawl and fiddly-dee and late counting votes, and we're sending millions of votes out to everybody's homes, only in Democratic states? Why is that? Because they need the corruption to win. Boy, I'll tell you, sit back and smell the coffee, America. We're being overthrown, and they're not even firing a shot. They're just taking you over. And when I saw Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden's pick, I just go, my gosh, these guys are full-on communists. And I think America, when they come to get your guns, don't let them have it, because that's the end, the absolute end of America. And governments prefer unarmed peasants. Joe Biden is already saying he's coming for your AR-15. He called it an AR-14. He didn't even know what it was. Duh. But anyway, but that's he's already said he's going to do that. He ain't getting mine.
Yep.
Sorry, Joe. So, you know, all you have to do for tyrannical leadership to prevail is for the righteous to do nothing. And by the way, America, the law, the Constitution, Bill of Rights is on your side, not on their side. They cannot lay a hand on a Bible and swear into office that they're going to uphold the laws and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and be a communist. It's impossible. Impossible. Because they're two diametrically opposed ways of governing people, and they can't do it. So always remember that. Eric, hope that helps. Is that answer for you?
It sure does. And the recall of Gavin Newsom, it's been extended till March 21st. So hopefully that will get more people all across our state to sign the petition so we can have a new governor, someone who's pro-life, pro-Israel, and someone who respects our President Donald J. Trump.
Yeah. Well, and somebody that respects a 14-year-old kid signing a pedophilia law. So he's going to be on the ballot for a recall?
They extended it till March 21st, so that gives more time for people to gather signatures, so hopefully he can get Pastor Mike Fabars, Jack Izzo, and all the others to sign the petition to get Gavin Newsom recalled. So just give me the updates about that.
Yeah, that'd be great. Good. Now, did you have a Bible question?
I think that's all I have.
All right. Well, stay on the line, Eric. We'll get out to you a couple of books, a couple of DVDs. I think you'll be blessed very much by. With that, we'll go to Al in Salt Lake City. Hi, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Hi. Hey, thanks for calling back. I think we got cut off.
Oh, no. We didn't get cut off.
Okay.
I was the one that asked about the Abraham. I was the one about the Abraham question.
Yes.
That was me. I really think that this whole election process was really dupish, clandestine from the beginning. So the whole thing was one big fat plot.
Yeah, I do too. I agree.
And I just think that one of the vandalists were on there speaking about the process in which all this, the Communist Party came together with Hegel and how at one time Marx, he was Karl Marx, was actually a Jewish boy over there and studying his practice in the Jewish faith, and so he moved over, him and his family moved over to England where they were Lutheran, and he became something to the effect of Dad, why are you practicing Lutheran? You're not trying to.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, Al, that we have to realize is that we are we're coming up to a one world order. I think everybody needs to continually remember that. And the Bible doesn't specifically mention the United States in it. Now, there are some that try to go way out on a limb and say, well, that great city in Revelation 18 is New York City. It doesn't say that. And we don't find that. At the rate America is going, I don't know that we're going to have any great cities left. The Democrats are burning them down with everything they can do. Lower Manhattan, New York, is a disaster. They said it'll probably never be rebuilt, ever. It's that bad. So when we really start looking at a lot of the Bible verses, it seems that the basis of power is going to be the old Roman Empire borders, basically. And that could even include England, because that was once a Roman provincial colony. So when you look at the entirety, why isn't America in biblical prophecy? I don't know. Maybe it's a group of natural disasters. 11-0 earthquakes up and down the west coast of the United States. Yellowstone blows up, puts America into a dark winter. America breaks down into civil war. We're $30 trillion in debt. We could just go into complete financial collapse. I don't know. The Bible doesn't say, but really, we don't find it outlined. Daryl, can you think of any place in the Bible where the United States is mentioned at all?
No. Some have talked about the young lions there in the book of Daniel, of Ezekiel. I think when we look at what's happening right now, if our country is taken over by the Democratic Party, we're going to probably be going into chaos. And, of course, the Democratic Party is in complete alignment with the global elites there with Davos, Switzerland, the meetings they have over there, and they're talking about with Al Gore, the Great Reset, along with all the with world leaders and world economists and so forth. And this is why this whole plan is unfolded. The Great Reset is to take place in 2021, and Trump would be he'd be a problem with that. And so they had to get rid of Trump, and they had to get in their man Biden, and they had to cheat and do everything they can and have the Pravda news media take over our country and brainwash the people, and then the corrupt voting and elections that's taken place. All these things are because the world is heading towards global socialism, and it's coming. The Bible speaks of it. Will we be in the Great Tribulation period after the rapture of the church? That will take place. And then once that happens, then of course all of America will be part of the global governance under the Antichrist, and they'll see him as a Messiah, Savior, And they're talking about a global reset with the economies of the world and a new currency. They were talking about Bitcoin and everything else and going cashless. So all these things are on the horizon. But the Bible told us all these things. So for us as Christians, we get excited. We know the Lord's coming soon. At the same time, we spread the gospel. We save souls. We make disciples. We stand up for righteousness. We're the salt and light of the earth. And it's been a war from the beginning, from the Garden of Eden to Jesus Christ, to us today, in these last days, proclaiming our Lord and Savior. Amen?
Amen. So, Al, hope that answers it for you. And like I say, stay on line. We'll send you out a couple of books, a couple of DVDs. I think I have time to get one more question in here. Let's go to Dave, Wisconsin. Hi, welcome.
Hello. My question is about Bible translation.
Yes.
I've been a follower for a while now, and I learn best through hearing, and I listen to CSN every day while driving, seeing customers, and I have a few friends, they go back and forth, that they say that, you know, King James Version authorized is the only Bible, and I know at my church we use ESV and NIV, and I recently found that the Amplified Version is easy for me to understand. And through this COVID thing, I've been live streaming and gathering people from like four or five different churches in my garage. And I'm just, you know, feeling like, you know, what is your opinion? You know, what does God say about different versions of the Bible?
I like the old King James to study from, because really it's the only version that you can truly do a word study. In other words, when you look at biblical consistency, when you look in the Old Testament, New Testament, when it talks about oil, you can follow it and understand that it's a picture type of the Holy Spirit, generally speaking. There's a lot of good about that. It's based upon the Textus Receptus, not upon the Alexandrian text, which the NIV and the NAS and some of the other ones are, which I believe were tampered with. Now, that doesn't mean you can't get saved, and that doesn't mean you throw them out and burn them, but I really have problems with those versions. Now, I do like the New American Standard. Again, it has some things. Again, text the Alexandrian text. But I think it's a good Bible. But I would always much rather teach out of the New King James or the Old King James than any of these other versions that are out there. Your thoughts?
I feel the same way, Mike and Dave. I teach out of the New King James Version. I enjoy reading the New American Standard, but I like to teach out of the New King James and study out of it, as well as, like you said, Mike, the Textus Receptus is the King James, came the King James from that translation and so forth. And the Alexandrian text, there's a lot of misnomers within it when it comes to the Greek translation and some contradictions in regards to the Old King James. And one thing that the Old King James always maintains is the blood of Christ, the deity of Christ, where some of it gets muddled in the Alexandrian text. Yes, Mike.
Yeah, and so that's why I have that's why I got a little bit of trouble with a lot of the newer versions. So that's why I always direct people back. I believe an Old King James and a good Strong's Concordance will give you some pretty good guidance on what the original was really speaking of. Just one quick one as an example. The newer versions say, "My son is an epileptic. He oftentimes throws himself in the water and the fire." Well, the word in the original, in the King James, it says he was moonstruck. He's a lunatic. In the King James, it says, "My son is a lunatic." The word in the original language is moonstruck, not epileptic. Epileptic is a neurological issue. Moonstruck, many of the occult practices, even today, are done under full moons, and people get possessed. "My son's a lunatic. He throws himself in the water and in the fire." Whatever demonic activity, it was pretty severe. "I asked your disciples to cast out the demon, and they couldn't." Jesus said these only come out by prayer and by fasting. But to call and to change the word of God to epileptic, imagine if you had epilepsy in your life, how you would feel. But that's not what the Bible says. It says moonstruck, lunatic, and again, occultic practices then and now. Many of them done under full moons. And this is one of the real problems that we have with some of these newer versions. I recommend, Dave, Old King James as the one to teach from. But New King James reads really nice. I like to use them side by side. Hope that helps. Stay online. We'll send you out a couple of books, a couple of DVDs. Thanks, Daryl, for being on the air today.
Thank you. God bless.
And look forward to being back with all of you tomorrow. So if you didn't get on, give us a call. We'll put you on then. So until then, may the Lord keep you in his love. God bless you. Good night.
To find out more about this ministry or to receive a copy of today's program, please call 1-800-357-4226 or write us to Every Man an Answer, P.O. Box 391, Twin Falls, Idaho, 83303. That toll-free number is 1-800-357-4226. Subscribe to the free podcast on iTunes by searching for To Every Man an Answer in the iTunes store or visit us online at csnradio.com/TEMA. To Every Man an Answer is a production of CSN International, the Christian Satellite Network. The opinions expressed by our guests may or may not be those of CSN International or of this station.
The preceding program was brought to you by Tower Keepers. Support your local CSN station.